Today's shir is Daf Ayin, and we will begin on Daf Samech Tes Samech Beis, the second wide line. We had learned in the Mishnah that somebody knew about Shabbos, but he did a day ikah Shabbos, but he did many melachos and many Shabbos. The way we explained the Mishnah was that every week he got confused when Shabbos is. He's chayiv a separate carbon chattis for every Shabbos. On the other hand, we had learned the first case in the Mishnah that somebody was mechal Shabbos and he's mechuyiv a separate carbon chattis, he's mechuyiv one carbon chattis for all the many Shabbosos that he was mechal b'shoigig, that he desecrated accidentally by mistake. And that was when he doesn't know the whole concept of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara Manani Mili, from where do we know that there are two separate situations? That at certain times, you mechuyiv for all situations, and at certain times, you're not. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Trei Kroik Sivi, because there are two psukim written regarding Shabbos. One pasuk says, V'shomer b'nei yisasa Shabbos, Klal Yisrael should observe Shabbos, HaShabbos, a singular. On the other hand, it says a pasuk, V'Shabbosai Tishmeru, you should observe my Shabbosais, many. Okay, so is it singular or is it plural? V'Shabbos Yisrael is a Shabbos. The pasuk that talks about the singular talks about Shmir Achas L'Shabbosais Harvei. So this means you'll be mechayiv only one. When is that talking about? When he doesn't know the whole concept of Shabbos. V'shabsoi say to Shmairu, that you'll be mechayiv Shmir Achas l'chol Shabbos for Shabbos, a separate observance for every Shabbos. There's a separate chiyuv for every Shabbos. That's going to be talking about the second case in the Mishnah, where the person got confused, and every Shabbos is a separate karban chatas. Maskel of Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Rav Nachman Yitzchok asks, Ipchem Stabra, I could say just the opposite. V'shav Neisu Shabbos, I'll tell you the Pasuk of V'shav Neisu Shabbos teaches us, Shmira Achas L'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Every Shabbos requires its own observance and has its own Chiyiv Karbon. V'shav Soi Soi Tishmairu, where the Torah groups together many Shabbosos, that's referring to Shmir Achas L'Shabbos Harbei. All the various Shabbosos are one Shmira and one Chiv. So the way the Mefarshim explained, the Rishonim explained the Gemara, there is no practical difference between these two approaches and how to teach the Psukim, and how to explain the Psukim. According to both approaches, there will be a case where for many Shabbosos there will only be one Chiyuv Karbon, and there will be a case there for many Shabbosos there will be separate Chiyuvim. The question is, which Pasuk to apply to which case? On that we have the two different approaches. So the Gemara now discusses the third case of our Mishnah. The third case of our Mishnah was Hayidei Shu Shabbos. Somebody knows about Shabbos, and he did many Melachos and many Shabbosos, that the halacha is the ischai for every melacha melacha. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the first case where the person forgot Shabbos and he's only mechuyev one karban chatos, and the second in the last case where he knows about Shabbos but he doesn't know the melachas, that they were saying he's chai for every melacha? Amr of Safra, Sir of Safra answers, Kan mi di Shabbos aparish. In the first case, when the person stops doing work on Shabbos, why does he stop doing work? Because of Shabbos. Shabbos aparish. We told him it's Shabbos, he realized, oh, it's Shabbos, I have to stop. V'kan mi di smalach aparish. However, in the last case, just because you tell him it's Shabbos, he wouldn't stop doing what he's doing. He knows it's Shabbos. His mistake is because he doesn't know that this is a malacha. Only when they tell him that this is a malacha does he stop. Therefore, he has to bring a separate carbon for every malacha. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says to Rav Safra, klump harsh mishabbos el mishum malacha. This person that stops, why is he stopping? He's stopping because he becomes aware of the malacha. What does Shabbos mean? As we explained yesterday, the point of Shabbos is malacha. And on the other hand, the klump harsh malacha is el mishum Shabbos. It's not the malacha that's aser, it's the Shabbos. Shabbos means you're not allowed to do malacha. So what's the difference if you're telling him it's malacha or if you're telling him Shabbos? The point is that it's all really one and the same. El Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman gives another explanation. Karban dechayiv rechmon amai. Why did the Torah tell us that when somebody's mechal Shabbos, he has to bring a karban? Ashkaga. Because he made a mistake. And the Torah tells us that if somebody makes a mistake, he has to bring a carbon. So we have to analyze the mistake. Hasam chadash gaga. In the case where the person didn't realize the Shabbos, even though he knows the malachas, what is his mistake? His one mistake. He didn't know what Shabbos. So, and from that one mistake emanates everything else. Since everything emanates from that one mistake, there's only one chiyuv carbon. Hacha, in the case where he knew it's Shabbos, but he did not know the malachas, tuvah shgagas haven. There are a lot of mistakes, because every malacha has its own mistake. And since every malacha has its own mistake, that's why there's a separate carbon for every malacha. So the Gemara continues what we learned in the Mishnah. Chayev ka malacha malacha. So if somebody knows it's Shabbos, and he did many malachas, he's chayev for every malacha separately. So ask the Gemara, chila malacha is menalon, from where do we know that you're chayev for separate malachas? And the way the Ritva explains the Gemara's kasha very beautifully, the Ritva says like this, there's a din that you have to be a Shomer Shabbos. You have to do what you're supposed to be a Shomer Shabbos. Now, if you're supposed to be a Shomer Shabbos, that means you're not allowed to do any of the Lamentatz Melachas. But all 39 Melachas are really all one concept. It's the concept of Shmir Shabbos. So why, if somebody does the 39 Melachas, or not all 39, as many as he did, is he chayiv separately for each Melacha? Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel answers, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Mechaleh Mas Yumas. Somebody who's Mechal Shabbos, we put to death. So it says Mois Yumas, which is a plural. So Torah Ripsa Mises Harbe, the Torah is telling us that you could die many deaths, Achil Echad. Ask the Gemara, Haiba Mezik Sif. This Pasuk is a Pasuk regarding Mezid, where somebody was Mechal Shabbos B'Mezid. We're trying to learn a din regarding Karban Chatas, which is a din b'shayig. So how are you bringing me a proof from a pasuk which discusses mezid? Answers the Gemara: Im ein inyan lemezid, diksiv kol oisim malacha yumas. If the pasuk is not really needed to teach us something regarding somebody who's mechal shabbos b'mezid, because regarding somebody who's mechal shabbos b'mezid, we already have a pasuk of kol oisim malacha yumas. Tanei linyan shayig. We'll say that the pasuk is teaching us something regarding shayig. And why Yumas? But the pasuk says die, and there's no inyan, there's no punishment of death when somebody's mechal Shabbos b'mezid. And says the Gemara, it means Yumas b'mamon. The death should be monetarily. We have to spend. He has to spend money on buying an animal for karban chatas. So, what's pshat in this Gemara? We have one of the drachim. One of the ways we explain pesukim the Torah is what's called im ene inyan davazeh tneu. That means, if I have a pasuk that's ostensibly speaking about a specific subject, but I already know the din or whatever that pasuk is teaching us, so I don't need it to teach us that, what we do is we say we apply it to something else. Again, in our case, the pasuk is speaking about mezid, but I don't need a pasuk to teach us the chiyuv by mezid because I already know what the halach is. So I say, Tenei Linyan Acher, I say it's talking about Shagig, and that it teaches us that a person is Mechuyev, separate carbon for every Melacha, he's Mechal Shabbos. asked Tosfos, how could we have ever said that this pasuk is talking about mezid? What's the pasuk say? It says, a lashon rabim, a plural lashon mechalem mois yumas, many deaths. Asked Tosfos, you can't die more than once. So how could the pasuk ever been used to teach us anything else? So Tosfos answers, if that was the only issue here, I could have said that the pasuk is dibre Torah kolashim ne'adam. That many times we find that the Torah uses language that, even though doesn't necessarily make specific sense, we say the Torah speaks that way, even though there's nothing to learn. Only because I have another pasuk do I use the limud of imena inyan. Another concept that the Paiskim learn from this Gemara is that the Gemara is saying is that by paying money, umay yumas, yumas in this pasuk means mamamin, that paying money, somebody having to spend money, which is important to him, is a form of death. The Paiskim derive from this that sometimes the halacha is that a person does an aveira, or there's a chiv that he has to fast, but he's unable to fast, he's weak, or whatever situation is that makes it difficult for him to fast. From here we see that he could redeem his fast with money, because fasting is a form of death. He loses energy and he loses weight. Here too, you could be mekayim the misa, fasting through paying money. Ask the Gemara, why are you telling me that I learned the concept of chiluk malachas from this pasuk? A mechale mois yumas, but typically chiluk malachas mahecha de nafgule Reb Nosson. Why am I learning from where Reb Nosson learned it? The Tanya. We learned in a brisa, Reb Nosson Omer, it says in the Torah, lo sevaru eish b'chomash v'seichem b'yayim Shabbos, that you're not allowed to kindle a fire wherever you live on Shabbos. So the question is, ma tam aloymer? Why do I have to have a new pasuk, a special pasuk, to tell me that you're not allowed to burn a fire on Shabbos? Burning a fire is one of the malachas. And just like you're not allowed to do any malach on Shabbos, you should not be allowed to kindle a fire. Says Reb Nosson, Lefishin Amar, because it says in the Torah, V'yakam Moshe is called Das B'nai Yisrael. Moshe gathered all of Klai Yisrael, and he told them, Eilat Varim, these are the things that Hashem commanded. Sheish Hashemim Tas Malacha. For 6 days you work, or B'yayim Hashvi Tishbos, and on Shabbos you should rest. The pasuk continues, B'charish U'B'katzah Tishbos. You should rest from plowing and reaping. Now, the pasuk says Dvarim. These things. A plural. Dvarim, these things. The minimum number of a plural is two. So we have two. And then it says Hadvarim, an extra hay. That's another one. So now we have three. Eila, the word Eila equals 36. Aleph is 1, Lamed is 30, He is 5. 36 plus 3 equals 39. Eilu shloish v'teish melachos shnem l'mosh m'sinai. These are where we know that the Lamed has melachos, the 39 melachos that are also to be done in Shabbos. So right away, Tosfos asks Akasha, we explained many times that where do we know what is an Av, what is a Malacha that's also in Shabbos, is whatever was done in the building of the Mishkan. So therefore ask Tosfos, why do I have to have this interesting limud of Eila Hadvarim to tell me that there are Lamatas Malachas? We have a model. The model is the building of Mishkan. So Tosfos answers that, true, the model is building the Mishkan. But you know, we have to apply our thinking to what happened in the Mishkan. So how do I know that it was exactly these 39 things? Maybe they did more things in building the Mishkan. Maybe they did less things in building the Mishkan. How do I know if I reached or if I came out with the right amount of malachas? That's why the pasuk tells us there are 39. Know that there are 39 malachas. Once you know there are 39 malachas, now you'll start taking the Mishkan and applying and finding what were the 39 things done in building the Mishkan. Continues the Braisa. Yos Asim Kulam Baal Mechad. If somebody did all 39 in one lapse of awareness, Ein Achayv Valachas, he's only Mechayv one Karban Chattas, Tamaloymer, since the pasuk, as we quoted earlier, separates out and says you should rest from plowing and reaping, so we'll say That's how we see that every malach is separately. Continues the Bryce, Vadayan and Yomer. I'll continue to say, Al-Kharisha v'chatsiro chayiv shtayim. Yes, if somebody plowed and reaped, he's chayiv for two separate carbon chattis. Since the Torah singled out these two malachas, so there's a separate chayiv by these two malachas. However, Kulan, well, all the rest of the malachas, the other 37, if he did them, and a chayiv elachas, he'll still only be mechuyiv one. How do I know for every individual malacha of the 39 malachas there are separate chiyuvim? Tamalayma, that's what Reb Nosson says. The pasuk says, "Lo yisvaro eish," you shouldn't kindle a fire. And the question is, Havara b'chal ha'isa? Havara was together with all the other malachas. V'lama yotza, what did Torah single it out? L'hakashala v'lama malach. To compare the other malachas to it and to tell you, ma havara shi'av malach, im da havara za'av malacha, v'chayavan al b'fnatmi, chay for it separately. Af kol shu'chay malacha, everything that's a chi malacha, chayavan al b'fnatma, you chay for it on it separately. So Taisus makes two, the first Taisus asks, when the Gemara says, I wanted to learn af from Charash v'Katzer, so the Gemara said, I would say Charash v'Katzer is taki chayv separately, you would be chayv for Charisha separately, for plowing separately, af for Katsira separately, but now, and the other 37, Havara teaches you chayv for all 39 separately. As Taisus, maybe by Charish v'Katzira, also you would not be chayv two, you're only chayv one for Charisha and Katsira. So Taisus answers, we look at the Lashon HaPasuk. The Pasuk says, B'chorish u'b'katzer. B'chorish u'b'katzer. If the Torah meant v'chorish u'b'katzerah, you should be mechuyev only one, the Torah would have said, chorish v'katzer. What does the Torah say? B'chorish u'b'katzer? That's why I know that even if I would have just had chorish u'b'katzer, you chay for those two separately, nothing else. Now the question is, so how am I saying I'm learning that there's a separate chiyuv for every malacha? Because the Torah said, Lo'savaru. As, and the way it works is, another one of the Darke HaLimud, as Rashi explains, Kol Dovah Shayu B'Klal, anything that was in a group, V'yotzim L'Klal Alamed, and then it left the group, Havar was in the group of all the other malachas, and it left the group, Lo'il Alamed Alatma Yotzim, didn't only go to teach for itself, El Alamed L'Klal Kula Yotzim went out to teach for all the other malachas. So, asks Rashi, why didn't the Braisa use the same principle when we learned the Pasuk of B'charash B'Katzer, and say that these two malachas were included in the general principle that you're not allowed to work on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do malachim Shabbos, and then was singled out to teach us that all malachas carry a separate carbon chattis. So Rashi gives two answers. Rashi says that if the Torah wanted to use that pasuk to teach us that concept, so why did the Torah have to say two malachas? Chorosh v'katzer. The Torah could have just said one malacha. If the Torah said both, the Torah must be teaching a different limud from this pasuk. What is the different limud? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, either to teach us Tosfos Shvi'is, that we know there's a din of Shemitah, the 7th year you're not allowed to do Malacha, and this pasuk is teaching us that already from part of the 6th year you're not allowed to do Malacha. That's one possibility I have that pasuk for. Or another possibility is to teach us that the only time you're not allowed to do malacha of Charisha v'Katzira on Shabbos is for Dvar Rishus, is for your own personal purposes. But if you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah, such as cutting the Omer, then you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Rashi says another answer, why I couldn't have learned B'charash B'Katzer, because B'charash B'Katzer is couched in the words of an assay, b'chorish u'b'katzer, from reaping and cutting, tishbites, from plowing and reaping, tishbites, you should rest. And the malacha said, loisasu, which is in a negative, don't do. We can't use, says Rashi, the concept of imeni inyan from a loisasay, of loisasu kamalacha, to an assay of b'chorish u'b'katzer tishbites. Taisvis disagrees, and Taisha says that that would not be a reason why you couldn't learn a main inyan. That's why Taisha says the other reason that we said, if the purpose of the pasuk b'charsh b'katsur was to teach us this rule, it would have been enough just to say either charsh or katsur alone. But it is interesting to note that Taisha does agree that we can't combine a say and a laisa say. Because Taisha says, why don't we say that we have three psukim teaching us the same din? Charish, Katsir, and Havara all teach single out malachas, and perhaps to say that it's only these three malachas that there's a separate chi of karban chatas, nothing else. So Taisha says that we don't combine these three together. Because even though whenever we have three things, they certainly serve as a purpose and something to teach us for the rest of the Torah. But Taisha says that since Becharsh Bekatzer is said in a positive way, Becharsh Bekatzer, Tishba Yusharest, and the other ones are said in a negative, and Havara said, and Havara, Lois of Aroesh, don't burn a fire. So I can't combine Lois of Say and Asay to say that I have three things together. So now the question is, back to Shmuel. Shmuel said that we know Chilik Malachos from Chalalei Mois Yumos. Ask the Gemara, why doesn't he learn it like Rav Nosson just learned it from Lois of Aroesh? So he says, Shmuel holds like Rav Yossi, Dama Havara L'Lav Yatzis. That the reason the Torah wrote the word separate Havara is because Havara, there's only a Chiv Lav. The Tanya, as the Braisa taught us, Havara L'Lav Yatzis. Havara is singled out because there's only a chi of lav. It isn't the same as all the other malachos of Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rav Nosson says, as we just learned, lechalak yatzis, the reason the Torah separated Havara is to single it out to teach us that every malacha chayiv has a separate chi of chattis. So now we just learned a very new halacha, a very new concept, that Havara lelav yatzis. According to At least according to Rabbi Yossi, there's only a chiv lav by Havar and Shabbos. So Ar Sameach points out that even if we'll say it's lav yotzis, that means that there's no chiv carbon chattis, and there's no chiv kares, but there will still be a chiv misa if somebody's mechal Shabbos by Havara with Edim and Asra. The Imri Emes asked the question that we learned before that Havara L'chalik yotzis. Ask the Imri Emes, why is Havara the malacha through which the Torah taught us that every malacha there's a separate chiyuv? Why from all the malachas in the Torah in Shabbos did the Torah choose this to be the prototype for this concept? And the Imri Emes himself says, of course, if the Torah would have used any other malacha to teach us this din, I would ask the same question on that malacha. Why did the Torah choose that malacha? But the fact is that the Torah says the Imri Emes chose Havara to teach us L'chalak Yotzis. What is unique about Havara versus all other malachas? So the Imri Emes says a very nice teretz. Although we do learn malachas, Shabbos, from the Mishkan, the truth is the concept of malacha, the concept of doing work, preceded the Mishkan. Where was it? By Sheishas Yimei Bereishis. When Hashem created the world, He did malacha in creating the world. But there's one thing He didn't do. He didn't use fire. Because as we know, fire was only created on Matzah Shabbos. Since fire is different than everything else, that's why fire is the prototype for Chilik Malachis, as the Imri Emes. Now, in this concept that we just said, Havara L'Lav Yotzis, that Havara is less than all, is different than all other malachas, at least according to Rabbi Yossi. Says the Chassam Sofer that according to Rabbi Yossi, there will be some other practical halachic differences by saying this. One thing he says is, for example, we know there's a din of Tois for Shabbos, that before Shabbos, you already have to stop doing malacha. So, says the Chassam Sofer, that's only on something that's called a malacha. But if we're saying here that Havar is not really considered a malacha, the proof is that it has different dinim, there will not be a chiyuv of Tois for Shabbos on Havar. Furthermore, says the Chassam Sofer, we know that it says in the Torah, Loisasaka malacha, ato vincha vitecha, you now do malacha, you and your children, v'avdecha v'maskha, and your servants, v'shocha v'chamorcha, v'cha behemtecha, and your animals, you're not allowed to do malacha. And that's why we're not allowed to allow our animals to work on Shabbos. But if we're saying now that Havara is not a malacha, it's only a lav, there would not be an iser for an animal, to not allow my animal to do work on Shabbos. But there's a very interesting Machs Avram, and Kli Chemda says the same thing, that uses this concept to make a chumrah by Havara versus all other malachas. We know that, according to many shitas, grama, something which is only not a direct act, it's only something I caused, is not usher on Shabbos. Because only a direct malacha is usher on Shabbos. Says the Machs Avram, that you could say in all the other malachas. Where the Torah said, meleches machsheves, a constructive, distinct act is also in Shabbos, and if it's a grama, it's not meleches machsheves. But if havara doesn't fall under the category of meleches machsheves, it's a new category, so the ptur that meleches machsheves brings, the exemption by grama, will not apply by havara. And says the Machs Avram, there will be an iser according to everybody to make a grama by fire. The Chasam Sofer disagrees, and he says that grama will be potter by havara also. The Aruga Sabaisim also says a very interesting concept, using the same line of reasoning. He says, we've learned earlier that a malacha shena tzrich legufa, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon if yichayiv on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says yichayiv, Rabbi Shimon says yipata. Why yipata my malacha shena tzrich legufa? Wasn't made for its direct, same purpose, for constructive purpose. So says Rabbi Shimon, because malachas machsheves. The only thing the Torah said you're not allowed to do in Shabbos is a malachas machsheves. And a malach shein etzrich legufa is not a malachas machsheves. Says the Rugus of Isim, that's only where the Torah says malacha. But Havara, we're saying now, is not part of the regular group of malachas. And that rule would not apply to Havara. And everybody says that Rugus of Isim will agree, if you hold Havara l'lav yotzis, that malachas shein etzrich legufa would be chayiv by Havara. Ask the Gemara on Shmuel. V'teipikle chilek malachis, why does Shmuel use the pasuk of mechalle mois yumas to teach us separation of malachis? Why doesn't he learn in mehecha nafgale Rabbi Yossi from the same place Rabbi Yossi learned it, the Tanya? Because we learned it in Braisa. Rabbi Yossi Omer, it says in the pasuk, nefesh kisechta b'shkoga, mikol mitzvus Hashem eshloise asena, v'achas mehena. Person sins unintentionally from anything Hashem said you may not do, and he does one of them. Now, the pasuk could have just said v'osa achas. He does one. What by saying may achas from one, so that mem is extra, and the entire word of mehena of them is also extra. So Amar Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, my time with Rabbi Yosef. What is the reason for Rabbi Yossi? What does he do with the mei achas, mei heina, with the two mems? The pasuk could have just said achas, and it said mei achas. The pasuk could have said heina, and actually said mei heina, to teach us heina, achashi heina. We say, and then we also explain the word achas, and we also explain the word heina. So we have four places to learn something. Mei achas from the mem, mei heina from the mem, and then from the word achas and the word heina. Explains Rabbi Yossi. Achas, Shimon. The word achas comes to teach us, would have thought that if somebody had a mind to write the word Shimon, that he's not chayiv until he writes the entire word. Mei achas, when the Torah wrote mei achas from, what is the Torah teaching us? Shem is Shimon. That if somebody only wrote the two letters Shin Mem, he's already chayiv. Because the letters Shin Mem, Shem, are a full-fledged word. We'll explain this later in the Masechta. Heina, the Torah could have just written the word Heina, the Torah, which would have told us Ovis. As we explained just earlier, there are Ovis, Malachas, and Shabbos. The Torah used the word Mei Heina, with the Mem, that they're also Toldos. Then the bright Rabbi Yossi continues explaining. Achas shehena, that sometimes somebody does many melachas and he's chayiv one. What is that case? Zodin Shabbos for shigigas melachas. He does one, he's chayiv many. I'm sorry. Zodin Shabbos, he knows the Shabbos, but he doesn't know melachas. So he's chayiv for every melachas separately. Chilik melachas. Heina Shi'achas is talking about shigigas Shabbos. He doesn't realize the Shabbos, but Zodin melachas, he does know the melachas, then he's only chayiv one. V'shmul, and so now why doesn't Shmuel learn from this pasuk? Shmuel says, "Achas shehena, v'hena sheachas." This limud that we want to say sometimes many and it's only one, and sometimes it's one and it's many. Le'mashmalei, he doesn't agree to that. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. Now Tosfos makes a very interesting observation. We had here machlokes Reb Nosson and Reb Yosi. How we know chilik melachas? Reb Nosson learned it from Leisavaru Eish, and Rabbi Yossi learned it from Achas Mehena. Now Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson are Tanoim. Shmuel, who we started the sugya with, learned it from the pasuk of Mechaleh Mois Yumas. Shmuel is an Amoira. So Shmuel could agree with either Rabbi Nosson or Rabbi Yossi, but how could he disagree with both of them? Amoira can't argue on a Tana. So Taisha says, it must be that Shmuel also had a Kabbalah, that there was a different sheet to Satanoim that learned it from Mechaleh Mois Yumas. So we're learning now, we just finished the sugya, that chiluk melachas, that on Shabbos for every one of the melachas, there's a separate chiyuv karban chatas. It's interesting, the Gemara in Masechet Makis says that this concept of chiluk melachas only applies to Shabbos, but not to Yontif. And Rashi says, why? Because since the pasuk of Leisavaru Eish is a pasuk regarding Shabbos, not regarding Yontif. On Yontif, you actually light a lighter fire to cook. So that's why it only applies to Shabbos, not to Yontif. Now, there's a very interesting shaila. What's going to be the din on Yom Kippur? Will we say that Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, and we'll say that's chilik melachas, and every melacha you chayv a separate carbon chatas for if somebody did b'shagig on Yom Kippur? Or is Yom Kippur like Yontif? The Tori Evin and Pnei Yeshua say that Yom Kippur is like Yontif. Because since the pasuk like Sevaru Eish is only said by Shabbos, not by Yom Kippur, so that's why we only say Chilik Malachas by Shabbos, not by Yom Kippur. The Pnei Yeshua does say that if you learn it from the pasuk of Me'achas Mehena, as we just learned Rabbi Yossi does, then even he will agree, says the Pnei Yeshua about himself, that Yom Kippur will have a din like Shabbos. Because the pasuk of Me'achas Mehena applies, is applicable to Yom Kippur as much as it is to Shabbos. Only the pasuk Leisavaru Eish is a pasuk by Shabbos, not by Yom Kippur. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Beis Halevi disagree. And they say that the pasuk of, that the Yom Kippur will have the same din of Shabbos. The Beis Halevi says a very simple reason. He says, because since Shabbos is called Shabbos, and we know Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabboson, so that's the proof that Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same. Rabbi Kivega gives a different reason why Yom Kippur is like Shabbos and not like Yontif. Because on Shabbos, if somebody is Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, he's Mechuyiv Misa. On Yontif, if somebody is Mechal Yontif B'mezid, the Chiv is Malkus. On Shabbos, if somebody is Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig, there's a Chiv Karban Chattis. On Yom Kippur, on Yontif, if somebody is Mechal Yontif B'shoigig, there is no Chiv. Yom Kippur, however, has the same punishment as Shabbos. B'shoigig there's a chiyuv karban chatas, b'mezid there's kares. So since Yom Kippur is similar to Shabbos in the ways of punishment, that's why Rabbi Kivega says Yom Kippur will have the same din as Shabbos regarding chiluk melachos also. Continues the Gemara. Boy minei Ravim Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman the following question. If somebody forgot both that it's Shabbos and also because he didn't know that these are melachas, what is the law? What is the law? In other words, what's the question? The question is, do we look at it as if it's a Helm Shabbos that doesn't know Shabbos? That we said that even if somebody did many melachas, but it all stems from a Helm Shabbos, he's only chayiv one karban chatas? Or do we say that there's a Helm melachas and he's chayiv for every melacha separately? So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, it's talking about a case that somebody forgot that it's Shabbos, and also he forgot that you're not allowed to do certain malachas, cooking, baking, carrying, grinding, but not that he forgot all the malachas. Tosfos disagrees, because according to the way Rashi explains, we're not talking about a person that forgot all the malachas Shabbos. Tosfos says from the Gemara it seems that we're even talking about a person that forgot all the malachas. That's why Tosfos says the question is that he forgot both. He forgot Shabbos and he forgot all 39 malachas. The only question Tosfos then asks is what is different, what is Rava's question different from the case in the Mishnah? In the case of our Mishnah, the person forgot Shabbos and he did all the malachas. So what's the difference between this case and the Mishnah's case? So Tosfos answers that in the case of the Mishnah, the person is so unaware of Shabbos that even if reminded, the information would not really have any meaning to him. That's why he's considered somebody who forgot the essence of Shabbos and is only chayiv one karban chatas. However, in the case of Rava's question, although the person is indeed unaware of Shabbos, but if he's reminded, he immediately recalls its significance, and that's why it's not the exact same case of the Mishnah. Amalei, so Rav Nachman answered to Rava, this person forgot Shabbos, and that's why he's only chayiv one karban chatas. So the Gemara asks, Adirabba, just the opposite. He forgot the malachas, and therefore it should be v'chayiv kolachas v'achas. He should be chayiv separate chatas for every malacha. Elam Ravashi. So Ravashi says, this is the test. Chazinen. We look at this person. Imishum Shabbos kaparish. If he stops working because he's reminded it's Shabbos, Harei Shabbos b'yodai. Then we see that it's because of Shabbos, that's what's the driving force here, and that's why v'enichai v'alachas. Vi mishum malacha kaparish, and if he withdraws because he's reminded that what he's doing is malacha, so we see it's hel rei hel malachas b'yodai, it's the malachas that are the issue here, and therefore v'chayv kolachas v'achas. And that's why he's chayv in every one separately. So Tosfos, this way Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosfos right away doesn't understand Rashi's explanation of Ravashi's test. Because in the first case, when we said, Mishum Shabbos Kaparish, you know why he stopped because of Shabbos? Because I told him Shabbos first. It could very well be that this person, if he was reminded this was a malacha, he would have stopped. And similarly, vice versa, in the second case, we told him malacha. Could be if we would have told him Shabbos, he would have stopped also. So what's the proof from what we told him? It's only proof because what I told him first. That's why Tosfos learns that what we do is we ask the person, why did you stop? Did you stop because you realized it's Shabbos? So therefore it's a Helm Shabbos, and you chayiv alachas. Or did you stop because you realized it's Malachas, and then it's Helm Malachas, and you chayiv akol achas v'achas. So Ravina asks to Ravashi, Klum parash mishabbos el mishum malachas. Even the person who becomes aware of Shabbos, what's the reason he stops? The reason he stops is because he realized that these are malachas. And klum parash malachas el mishum shabbos. And when you tell him malacha, there's nothing wrong with the malacha, for a malacha per se. What's wrong with malacha is because it's Shabbos. And at Shabbos you're not allowed to do malacha. And therefore, says the Gemara, lo yishna, it makes no difference what he was made aware of. In all cases, the underlying issue here is Shabbos, and there's a helm Shabbos, and he's only chayiv one karban chatas. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, later in our perek, avos malachas abayim chasa'achas. There are 39 avos malachas. Ravinimba. We already mentioned this Gemara once, and when learning the Mishnah, we asked the question, Minyan Alamali, why do I have to tell you how many malachas there are that the 39 malachas? Count, and you'll see there are 39. Vamar B'yochanan, so B'yochanan explained, to teach us, Shem Asim Kulam B'Helam Echad, that if somebody performed all 39 malachas in one lapse of awareness, Chayiv HaKolach Svachas, his Chayiv separate chatas for every malacha. Now, the Gemara explains, as a follow-up to the previous Gemara, if you're going to tell me that when somebody both forgot that it's Shabbos and forgot that these are malachas, chayv a kolachas for achas, he's chayv for everyone separately, shaper. Now we understand how he could bring 39 karmen chattas. Because even though that he also forgot Shabbos, but his non-knowledge of the melachas is mechayiv him separate carbon for every melachas. Eli Amrit, if you're going to tell me the case where a person has both a helm Shabbos and a helm melachas, helm Shabbos b'yodoy, that we consider it that he forgot about Shabbos and ain't a chayiv alachas, and he's only going to mechayiv one carbon chattas, heich meshkach slo. We're saying that the point of the Mishnah that we're going to learn, Daf Ayin Gimel, is to teach us that he can be chayiv 39 karmen chattas. When will that case take a place? B'zodin Shabbos v'shigigas malachas. It must be where he knew it was Shabbos, but he did not know there are malachas. And this is a repetition of Gemara we learned yesterday. So he noch, hanichisav like Rabbi Yochanan, if we're going to learn like Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer, who he holds, the kivin shishaga b'karis, if somebody knows what he's doing is a malacha, but he doesn't know that there's a chiyuv kares for doing this, that's still considered a shagig. So it's very good. Mishkachslo, the case of the Mishnah will take place in the case the yodalei Shabbos belav. He knows that there's an issa to do malacha on Shabbos, and he knows about all 39 malachas possibly, but he didn't know there's a chiyuv kares if you do a malacha b'mezid. That's why he's considered a shayig, and he's mechuyev 39 chatos, possibly. Eli, savalok Rav Shimon Lakish, if you're going to hold like Rish Lakish, doma atchi yishgir v'lav karis, that a person is not considered a shayig, unless he doesn't know both that it's an isser, and he doesn't know the oynish karis. So this person, if this Mishnah that did all 39 melachis, didn't know that they're osser, not that he didn't know the oynish, the punishment for them, he b'chlal didn't know that they're osur. So the Gemara repeats the question that we learned yesterday. So if so, the yodalei Shabbos m'nai. So how does this person realize what is Shabbos? If he has no understanding of Shabbos, he doesn't know about any of the 39 malachas. Answers the Gemara, the yodalei b'tchumim, he might not have known anything about any of the malachas, but he did know that there's isser to carry outside the tchum, outside the 2,000 amma, the libra de Rekiva, and according to Rekiva, that says that carrying outside the tchum is osa mederaisa. The chroinim ask a question: when we say that the 39 malachas in Shabbos, is that to teach us that the 39 separate averis on Shabbos, each melacha representing a separate aveira, or is really that there's one aveira, which is called Chil Shabbos, and there are 39 ways to be mechal Shabbos by each one of the 39 melachas? So they want to say that will be the nafkamina if we learn chiluk malachas, that each malacha has its own chiyuv chatas, if we learn it from havar lechalik yotzis, or we learn it from me'achas mehena. If we learn it from havar lechalik yotzis, what is that pasuk teaching us? That pasuk is teaching us that every one of the malachas Shabbos is a separate malacha. Just like havar the Torah is singled out, so too every malacha is considered a separate aveira. But if you learn mi'achas mehena, what the Torah is really saying is that all the malachas are one aveira, the aveira of Chil Shabbos. Just there are 39 separate malachas, and the Torah is also telling us a chiddush that for each one of these separate malachas, even though they're really all one aveira, you'll have a separate kriyev carbon chattas.